from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to MRL. I take your order, please?
Come on in.
Welcome to MRL. Can I take your order?
Yeah, can I get a side of Mani and a side of Roy and a Loren, please?
Okay.
And then
we also have a $10 off Aaron coupon.
Oh, $10 off?
Uh-huh. He's the digital producer. He'll be here as well.
Well, you can't beat $10 off. I'll take that.
That would be free. Don't we pay him $10 an hour?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll throw in a free Aaron, and just for you, a producer Nicole comes with it. Do you want a supersizer? If you supersize,
you're giving me too many options. There's too many people on this show.
So just pull up.
I'm going
to
pay him.
Let's try Loren. Hi, welcome to MRL. Can we help you?
Yes. Can I have an egg white and venti Mani with a side of Roy and?
But how do you want that Roy cooked?
Hopefully well.
I was going to say medium rare.
Medium rare? I'm going to be bloody. I don't like that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks. You're going to cook me. Let's cook me.
Pull up. You want Nicole supersized? She comes extra if you supersize her.
Yep.
She's extra woke.
Take it.
You can get the Nicole toy. You know how, like, McDonald's has, like, the Happy Meals and you get the toy?
You can
and she just shouts out, like activist things.
Yeah.
Like,
here's her pull cord.
Like, don't use straws. They're killing sea turtles. pull the string.
Pull it again.
Don't use spray deodorant. It's killing our ozone. Do it again. Do you know that the government is giving us chemicals through airplane chemtrails?
It's all true.
I know.
Nicole wants the Nicole doll produced.
Best toy ever.
Yeah.
Hang on. Pull it again.
Okay.
Adopt. Don't shop. Breeding's bad. That's true. These are all very true statements.
Sometimes Christmas gives false sense of what's going on in people's lives.
I don't have anything else.
Don't believe you see everything you see on social media.
Yep, the Nicole doll. I love it. We love you, Nicole. She puts up with a lot.
She has to deal with us every day.
But not only that, but then she deals with, like, our boss, Quagmire.
Yeah.
And she goes to meetings that we don't have to go to. Speaking of meetings, Nicole, yesterday you weren't feeling well, so you got out of here kind of right after the show.
You missed it.
Another meeting.
Ooh, you missed all the good stuff, friend.
Yeah. Our boss came in.
We're being evicted.
So we're in a building. We're on the third floor of a building on South Boulevard, right above Carrabba's. And it's all Beasley Media Group in here with other radio stations and, you know, office
studios,
people.
Right.
Yeah.
And studios. And then a digital department for Beasley Media Corporate. So our corporate headquarters is in Naples, but the digital for everybody in Beasley Media from coast to coast is
in our building.
In our building. They're here. Yeah. They're out of Charlotte. So they told Walter, our big boss, that they want to move all their offices to another area.
Which they've moved like six times.
So now it's Walter's job to make sure every radio station runs and make sure we make budget every year and make sure everybody, you know, is doing what they need to do. Yesterday he was a real estate agent.
Yeah. And then, like, he was fielding requests of people going, no, I got to have a window room.
Yeah.
I got to have a door with a window.
He tried to give us an office, and then somebody walked by and was like, oh, no, I already called dibs on that.
So he was like our realtor. We were shopping. Which
he goes,
great.
Come with us. Yeah. Mary goes, come with me.
Yeah.
Which is great because I'm becoming a realtor, so I was learning some things on maybe how I can show houses in the future.
This is our big boss. He runs the entire Beasley Media Group cluster, and he's like, do you like this office? And you have this one, put Nicole over there.
It'd be good for you because you guys have this big conference room you can use, but sometimes it gets busy, so don't use it too much.
But the irony, yeah, the irony, MRL show fam members, is we're going back to the old office that we originally had.
Right.
Yep.
That we were moved out of. I like it because it's kind of out of the way. And like Roy said, like it's a lot of empty space back there. I feel like I could be loud. Mm-hmm. Right now we're next to the HR director.
Right. And I can't tell you how many times we've had to tell Manny, stop it.
Okay, but I think in all fairness, all of us have had gone down that path.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Accidentally without thinking.
Yeah.
We're loud after the show. It's our creative juices.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, in some offices, you just plow through, but we become creative and good when we kind of relax a little bit and we just chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt jammed up. They were right next to the kitchen.
See, I like being next to the kitchen. Although, yeah. I do get a lot more stuff out of the vending machine when we're over there.
Yeah.
I might lose a few LBs.
That's true.
Yeah. And then, so we're going to, and then the other thing that stinks about the new office is that it's a little further away from the studio, mm-hmm. and there's really no running to the office, Lorraine, and getting back here.
I know.
Especially if I'm going. You might as well see me next hour. I'll be back in an hour.
Where's Roy? He went to the office. He'll be with us next hour.
I'm going to have to ask our boss to put an office in between just for me.
A station.
Yeah, a bench. Yeah, give me a cube right outside the studio.
All I need is a bench with a microphone so I can join the show in my travels. Oh, man. That's the truth.
So, yeah, we've been evicted. And but don't worry, you're still going to have your office, Nicole, although someone said that they're going to turn your office into something else later. But
yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Aaron's going to get a new little office that he shares with Nicole. Yeah. You'll like it, though. It's gray walls. It's nice. It's a nice look back there.
Because our office currently has yellow puke walls. So we're going into the digital people did, because we're going to where the digital people are currently. They did do a nice job painting it, making it look nice.
Yeah.
And by the way, we get to use the conference room in the big open area, which is really cool. There's like a massive open
space.
Yeah, space. All for us. So MRL is being evicted, but for good things.
Okay.
We got so much to do today. A brand new War of the Roses with a really, really surprising twist. I think we were all kind of surprised by it. That comes at 7:50 this morning. We've got tickets to go to Kissmas Concert 2018.
Yeah, we're going to do that like at 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure if you can. I know it's 6:10. I don't know. Set a reminder or something.
Remind your Siri to make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. this morning to go get tickets to Why Don't We, Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine, plus other surprises that we haven't even talked about yet.
That's true.
It's all happening at Rooftop 210 Uptown on December 13th.
Very good.
Are we going to take bets on whether we're going to get snow or not this weekend?
Oh, we're not going to get anything.
I don't think so.
Not going to get a thing. Now, north of us will get stuff. Like, my parents up in Virginia is about to get hammered.
But I say, like, the Hickory area, maybe even up to Huntersville will get, west of I-85.
But it's been so warm. Do you think it'll stick? Like, the ground's going to be too warm.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But that's the big talk.
But I got a new Google Home. I've always had Alexa, but Spotify's giving away free Google Homes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I got one of those. So yesterday I was asking for the weather and, I don't know, playing with it. It was fun.
Cool.
I like it better than Alexa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Can you get us on that?
I haven't even tried you guys.
So remember, it was a big deal about Alexa.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, if you have Alexa, you could listen to the MRL show just by asking your Alexa to turn on Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, once you enable the skill set for Kiss 95.1, then you can say, hey, play War of the Roses. And then you'll hear us go, hey, okay, well, it's Mania Roy the Brand. Here's War of the Roses.
Also, you listen to the podcast. The MRL show podcast is up there. Lots of stuff to do with the Amazon Alexa. So there's that. What else do we have going on today? Oh, Roy, you sent this article last night through the text chain, and I think it's hilarious. We need to talk about it.
Yeah,
a man is trying to legally do something that a lot of us wish we could do, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
We'll discuss that in less than 20.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Saw this last night when I was trying to go to bed, and I was so amused with the story. So there's this guy, a Dutchman, and he's 69 years old. He is trying to legally declare himself 20 years younger.
Good for him. Can I do that? Can I get on board with that?
What's his defense?
He's trying to set the birthday from 1949 to 1969 at what he thinks, if people can change their genders and their names, then you should be allowed to change your age. He wanted to change it because he wanted to become more desirable on Tinder.
Okay.
And he wanted to have better job prospects. He says nobody wants to hire a 69-year-old.
That's true. It's kind of true. There is ageism.
Yeah, big time. Of course, the courts did say no. But the reason for the no, and I was like torn last night because like half of me was like, yeah, if you want to be 20 years younger, who cares? But then the courts brought up a good point. They're like, you can't just erase 20 years of your life legally. What if you did a crime in those 20 years? What if, and then let's say you are 15 years old and you feel like you want to be 25. You can then all of a sudden become able to drink. You know what I mean? Like, where does it stop? You need laws to protect this. You can't just go all willy-nilly here.
Well, changing your name and changing your gender is, quote, like surface. You know what I mean? Like, whereas your age is math, and you don't mess with math. We know
it's
that.
It's history.
Yeah, it's history and
part
it's
of
math.
Your history.
Two of my favorite subjects. But I do agree with him that it does suck that, like, even my nanny's husband is really smart, really qualified. And he has a hard, you know, he's like a consultant. So he goes from job to job. And, you know, at his age, he's like, man, who somebody 20 years younger than me is going to get the job over me, even though he's equally as qualified.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he's like, that's just the way of the world, man. And I was like, I guess you can get plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's why at one point you just got to find a place and just latch on and hope to God they don't fire you.
Wouldn't that be awesome if, like, the oldest person in the building, who, by the way, is not me. There's people that are here that are older. At work in, like, the back office, like, if somebody just rolled in, like, looking completely, like, gone for 2 weeks and comes back.
You don't even know who they are.
Like, whoa, are you John's son?
Yeah. Well, you know, this guy in Dutch had a son that's, like, 42 years old, and he wants to be switched back to 49. So his son's like, you'd be like my brother.
Yeah, take it easy, Dad. I don't think that's going to pass the courts.
I just put in to be 21 forever.
There you go.
You don't have to move my age.
Don't age up. No birthdays. I'm okay with that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Yeah. So Cardi B, she was supposed to be in court and she didn't quite make it. So the judge said, dear Cardi B, you are not too famous to be in court. I need you here by Friday. She was going to court for that strip club brawl that she allegedly got into, and her...
That's not even the Nicki Minaj thing.
No.
That's something else.
No. That was, she thought that her man was cheating on her, so she was like throwing bar stools and that kind of thing. Well, yeah. The fairly notable hip hop singer said that she just had a scheduling conflict. Well, photos came up and it didn't look like anything important.
You know, I went to go see Cardi B once at a club here, and all she did was stand there. And I would have been more entertained if she was throwing bar stools and that's a better show. Yeah.
But at that point,
I would have paid $200 to see that.
Was she not pregnant at that point? There were pregnancy rumors
at
that point.
She was pregnant but hiding it.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, she covered up a Pete tattoo, and the new tattoo is a tribute to Mac Miller, her ex-boyfriend, who passed away. Now, in her recent video, Thank You Next, if you noticed the behind-the-scenes footage, she had covered up that Pete Davidson tattoo. The tattoo in question was on her foot, and it was the badge number of Pete's dad, who passed away in 9/11. Well, she replaced it with the word Myron, which is Mac Miller's dog. And John Mayer and Halsey, they've been flirting up a storm on social media, but they insist that they're not dating. Well, now they've both come to social media to say, listen, we're nothing more than friends. Halsey appeared on John's Instagram live show, and they were playing a game and holding up cards, you know, are we dating kind of thing. John asked, she held up the card, no. He held up the card, no. So they are not dating, y'all.
Okay.
It's official.
And he has an Instagram live show.
Yeah.
Who knew that?
How cool is that?
And producer Nicole was telling us before the show started, we were talking about this, that they teased it all week. So producer Nicole, like, in other words, they ran promos for it, being like, hey, this Monday night.
Big announcement about Mayer and Halsey.
Yeah. I don't even know where to find that, and she knows the teases of it.
Well, I feel like everyone's doing these Insta shows now. Like Cardi B and her man just did one. Didn't they do a wrap off to see who was going to decorate their house for Christmas? Who got the bill for that?
Meanwhile, we're on Facebook Live.
Yeah, that's probably not the place to be.
All right, is that it?
That's it. That's your dirty.
Leave a toss to me in the wrong medium.
Yeah, we're heading to MySpace for our new TV show. Hey, you guys, we're going to talk in just about 8 minutes. What are some universal lies that get told to you and that you tell pretty much every day? According to this website, we found an article, and there's lots of them, like over 30 of them. We'll get into it coming up in 8 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
These are pretty funny. And if you guys want to jump in, you should. Come play with us on the playground.
Yeah,
that's the MRL show.
You can also watch. We got MRL TV up and going. If you want to look up KISS 95.1 on the Facebook.
Thanks to Uptown Cheapskate for sponsoring that. But if you have any lies that you feel like you tell or someone tells you on the daily, give us a shout, 704-570-9595. Mm-hmm. Lorraine, I'm talking about, like, the doctor will be right with you.
Oh, yeah.
We've moved you from the waiting room. Now you're in the examination room, and the doctor will be right with you.
Total lies. You know what my husband does a lot, too? I'm almost there. I'm 5 minutes away. Meanwhile, he hasn't even left the house.
You do that, too, friend. You do that, too.
Just so you know.
I remember waiting for an Uber for you, and like you never came.
Oh, I was here, though. I was in the office. Yeah, I just kept saying, I'm coming down.
I'll be down any minute.
Yeah.
And here I am waiting with a guy obviously in his back seat.
You know, back to the doctor thing for a second. Roy, you were at the doctor recently. Tell me if you find this to be true. You know when they knock to come into the examination room?
Mm-hmm.
There's really no need to knock because they just open the door anyway. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, they do.
It's kind of like this move. It's like...
And then immediately.
Right. Like, what if I was like, whoa, hold on.
But it's that little bit of warning for you to hide your phone because you're not supposed to be on it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like
and
that.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah. It's the notification to get ready. Like, it's happening.
Put your pants back on, right, Lauren?
I think sometimes you're supposed to take your pants off.
Oh, okay. These are some universal lies that get told to you and you probably tell every day without even knowing. The cable company's going to be there between 8 and noon.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a thing. I understand how you feel. I get it.
Yeah, do you?
No, I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Ah, that's always a lie.
It's okay. It's okay. It's another lie. How about this one? That's funny.
You say that a lot. Yeah, you say that, and so it's not. Are you lying to us?
No, I think that's just kind of like I got it. I compute, but you know when I find something funny, like really funny. You and I can't breathe in here sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's get together soon.
I do that one a lot. I use that lie quite a bit.
Lorraine, are you okay?
Yeah.
What about I'm fine?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm fine. Always has the...
That's always a lie.
And then, like, if you're texting someone and you ask, are you okay? And they just write the letter okay, period. And you're like, oh, they're not okay. Like, that's a too short of an okay.
Or the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. You look great.
Aw. That's a
sometimes
lie.
Sometimes you might not mean it. Let's see. Here's a couple more. Like, nice to see you. That's funny because it's so simple and people say that and might not even mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, good to see you.
I hope
and
so.
And you walk away people, and you're like, people oh, that dude is so annoying and I have to pretend I like him. There's one dude in particular in my life that I run into every once in a while and I had known him for a long time since I moved here and I just don't jive. Like, we don't get along really.
So why do you
so
try?
So we sit there and lie because we see each other.
You and probably have mutual friends, too.
Yeah, and big fake smiles.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, how's it going? What's going on, man? And I've realized the handshakes are getting tighter and tighter, like the squeeze.
Oh, you're trying to show your aggression?
Maybe.
I knew a buddy that would always lie to you, and he'd say, all right, yeah, let's go fishing sometime. He'd never go fishing with you.
Oh, yeah.
To everyone, like all of his friends, everyone, he was a radio guy. And, you know, back in country radio, going fishing's a big thing. I mean, you know, I tell my audience here, let's go fishing. I'm sure like half of them be like, okay, whatever. But he would always say, yeah, let's go fishing. And then he'd never follow up with you.
Let's go fishing. How about this one? This is the last one. These are lies that you tell every day or are told to you. Sorry, dude, I didn't see your text.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just put that one on the back burner.
Yeah, I do that one, but it's somewhat. So here's what happens, because I'm a bad texter. I see your text. I begin to respond. Something else happens.
Squirrel.
and then I forget about you. So, you know, that's kind of what goes through my life.
Last night, Roy and I were texting about
you forgot about
nonsense,
me.
And I left the bubble up because Dean came and got me, so I had to put my phone down right away. Yeah. He's like, the baby's crying, and I had like, oh, dude, you need to check out, was in the bubble. Yeah. I just left.
But get this move. He also, but what he doesn't tell you is he responded to our group chat before he responded to me.
And he forgot.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, out here.
Still to come.
I love you, buddy.
I just want to talk about airplanes with you, and you go off and abandon me.
Roy and I are flight simulating experts on the computer.
That's so stupid.
Speaking of you, Roy, what did you do in your apartment that had the firemen coming in?
I'm pretty sure I set the alarm off, and I was going to hide from the firemen. It didn't end well for anyone, including myself. I'll tell you this story. It's all coming your way in 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just about an hour from now, we'll hook you up with those tickets to go to Kissmas Concert 2018. Bryce Vine, Sabrina Carpenter, Why Don't We? They're all going to be there, plus some surprises along the way. Buy your tickets now at kiss95.1.com.
So it was probably last Thursday and a Friday, and I was getting ready. I was trying to get ready for bed, and I had a Christmas candle going, and I blew it out, and I went to the bathroom to finish up getting, you know, ready. And while I'm in the bathroom, the fire alarm goes off right after I blew my candle out. And I thought, you know, my first mind was maybe like an ember went and something happened. And I walked back into the living room and I could see there was a lot of smoke, but I was shocked. I was like, hopefully this isn't what started this.
Yeah, and by candle, do you mean like some sort of a fire, or did you have a little bonfire going
in
your apartment?
I had like one of those huge, fat three wick candles. And when you blow it out, a lot of smoke comes with
it. Yeah, I usually put the top back on, though.
Oh, I don't.
That creates dust around your house. You should do that anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that. I just let the smoke just go.
Not to mention, he probably has no idea where that lid is.
No. Yeah, I threw that way down a long time ago. I don't know. Actually, I sometimes use them as coasters.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
This one was occupied.
Yeah. So Sterling and I immediately go into panic because we're like, oh, we did this. And Evan, we look outside and it's cold and people in short sleeves are evacuating and they're standing in the cold. And I'm like, we did this. So let's hide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fire department's coming. Let's hide. Let's shut off the lights. They won't see us. And then Sterling brought up a good point. Firemen are trained to kick down doors and find you.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the whole thing. When there's a fire, they find you.
Is there an announcement in your apartment, too? Like,
no.
This is not a drill or something?
No. And we have so many boy cried wolf moments in our apartment. I mean, it goes off all the time. So
you could have just blamed it on someone else.
I know, but I was like, they're going to come in here because they'll realize the smoke in this unit.
Sterling, take this candle to someone else's room. Hurry.
So we decide to leave and get in the car and go away from the situation.
Oh, my God. You guys are on the run.
Yeah, because we feel like we started the fire.
Oh, my God.
We thought we started the fire.
Thelma and Louise over here.
So we grab Callie because we don't want to leave Callie behind, our dog.
Oh, you're missing a moment. Where's your we and start the fire?
We grab Callie. We get into Sterling's car, and I'm recording all the firemen going into the apartment, you know, and I'm like, this is my fault. Mm. I did this. This is me.
Bye, everyone.
Good luck. They're not going to find a fire. And so we come back to the apartment, and the strobe light is still flashing. And so we're like, all right, well, maybe it just takes time. The firemen are resetting everything. Well, like an hour and a half goes by. This time it's like midnight. It's like midnight, 12:30, and I call down to the front desk, and I said, hey, I just want to let you guys know my apartment still has the strobe light going off. She goes, really? Which, by the way, only to me verifies even more that my unit's the one that caused the fire alarm.
And everybody else's is off.
Yeah, but mine's still going off. She's like, really? Well, we'll put a call into the fire alarm company, but they're not going to come out until tomorrow morning. So there's a strobe going off in my bedroom, and they can't fix it until the morning.
Well, at this point, too, it's like you can't really complain about it. You can't have the audacity to complain about it because you think you're the one who started it.
So did you and Sterling invite friends over and turn it into a club?
Yeah. So this is what we do. We get our bookshelf. We put it up against the wall. We get a laundry basket. We get like three pillows, and I have a massive stuffed animal panda. We shove that up there with some blankets, and we're hiding the strobe light so we could go to sleep.
Oh, but, that's funny.
So all I hear for like the next, you know, because at this point it's maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm exhausted after doing all that, and all I hear is. Because the strobe is still going.
And are you sure you're the only apartment that has that?
The strobe light?
You know that it's going off. Like, did you check anybody else?
Well,
see?
So
what are you going to do? Call somebody else at 2 a.m?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a party apartment, Loren.
We so a coworker here, he's our production guy. His name's JT. He lives where I live. He said his a strobe light went off.
Yeah. Okay. Then yes, you were the one. That,
yeah, I'm the reason.
It all adds up. You blew out the candle. The fire alarm went off.
Yes. Right after.
Then like, you guys escaped the scene, which I think is a crime.
Probably. And I wonder, like, if firefighters ended up going into my unit. I end up leaving the door unlocked just in case.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they, like, searched around or whatever.
That's
they
karma. Probably, that's why your light didn't go off.
They would have told you, I'm sure.
Yeah. And if I feel like if I really did something wrong, somebody would have emailed me.
Every time you tell that a fire alarm story about your apartment, Roy, it brings me back to when my wife and I were at that wedding and Amanda tried to steam her dress at that hotel in Long Island. We flew up for a wedding, my buddy's wedding. We were all staying, including the bride and groom, at the hotel getting ready to go to the wedding. And Amanda's dress was so wrinkled, she just turned the shower on and we closed the door in the bathroom. Well, there's a heat sensor.
Mm.
So it got so hot that the alarms went off. The fire department came. First, the maintenance guy came and he's like, this is what happened. And we're like, well, can you shut it off? He goes, the fire department has to come check it. We look outside the window. The bride's out there with like her hair up. And I don't think they know we did it.
So he feels so bad when you know it's you.
Yeah, no kidding. And then all of a sudden, Amanda started doing her hair up, getting all putting her makeup on. Because the firemen were going to come into the room. You know, she got to look decent.
Right.
Yeah. It was all our fault.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I love that you ran away from the scene, Roy. And it has us thinking there's a story. We got to tell you the excuse this guy used to try. I don't think he got out of it, but he tried to get out of a ticket. Loren's going to have that story for you. Then we need your stories. How'd you get out of a ticket? What'd you do? What'd you say? It's all coming up just after 7.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Now, this guy didn't get out of a ticket, but we want to hear how you got out of a ticket. 704-570-9595.
It's safe to say, Loren, that a lot of people that are going to call are going to be women because they do the best, I think.
I don't know. Dallas gets out of tickets all the time.
Does he?
I can't get out of a ticket to save my soul.
Oh, okay.
But this guy, he crashed his car into a tree early Sunday morning, and he was driving a 2005 Buick registered to his mom. Crash happened at 1 a.m. He uprooted a tree and then ended up stopping when he hit a retaining wall nearby.
Oof.
Now, on the ticket, the incident report says that a windshield wiper was inoperational, so he was driving with his head out the window like Ace Ventura.
Wow!
And that is what caused the accident. No injuries, but he did cause about $500 worth of property
damage. Hi there, nice to see you. Bumblebee tuna? Bumblebee tuna!
Driving like Ace Ventura.
Oh, I imagine that'd be so painful to drive that way.
With your head way out the window. I wonder if he was chewing the bubble gum.
Right. Where was it?
Where was it?
Yeah, where was the story you
Let's
said?
See. Nebraska.
Yeah, that's cold this time of year.
Yeah.
Probably like ice hitting him in the face, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And then the first officer arrives. He's like, how'd this happen?
Well,
my windshield's broken, you see. So how are
and
you driving?
And the guy's like, yes, I can see that. And he's like, no, it was broken before.
Did you ever see that movie Ace Ventura?
We want to hear from you. How did you... what's the crazy excuse you got out of a ticket? 704-570-9595. This is Danielle and Stanley.
Hello.
Hi. So how'd your husband get out of a ticket?
He was on his way home from work, flying down 485, and we were kid-free for the night. And a cop pulled him over, told him, you know, he was speeding, and wanted to know what his hurry was. And he was like, well, me and my wife have a kid-free, haven't had one in a while. And the cop was like, oh. He was like, I'll tell you what, if your wife's hot, I'll let you go. And husband pulled his phone out, showed him the picture, And he said the cop let him go. He didn't get the speeding ticket.
Oh, my gosh. Now, he was going to let I mean, like, what?
This is true.
Yeah. Are you sure? Are you sure he didn't lie to you?
My husband's beside of me.
Wow. That's
for it.
Wow.
Your husband told the cop, I'm speeding because I have a kid-free night. And the officer said, being the professional he was, show me a picture of her. If she's hot, I'll let you go.
Yeah, he was a younger cop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. And then
God.
He was. And then, of course, you're beautiful. And all right. Go ahead and get out of here. Get back to that girl, Danielle. Wow. Enjoy your night. Thanks, Danielle. You guys believe that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I wanted to talk myself into a ticket over what? Thanksgiving break. So I'm up in Virginia and already forgot the speed limits because it's been so long. Y'all, I was hauling a good 18 over the speed limit. And
as usual, by the way,
he drives like Cruella DeVille.
I don't go 18. Oh, I was speeding, y'all. I was almost 20 over.
Didn't you get to Orlando from Charlotte in 3 hours?
Land speed record this guy set. Right,
that's different. We won't talk about the laws I broke on that trip. We might have hit trip digits at some point.
So why did you talk yourself into a ticket?
So a cop pulled out. And I immediately got over, and I was ready, like, all right, this is happening. And I was going to take the ticket. He pulled over someone else. And I felt so bad. I'm like, he got the wrong guy.
Oh.
It was me. I know it was me.
Wow.
And I wanted to pull over because it was right at Thanksgiving, and I felt bad. I was like, that ticket, that was my ticket.
I'll take it.
You know, sir, get back in your car. No, sir, give me the ticket. I get tased, you know. All right, let's... Kate. Let's talk to Kate. Kate from Charlotte. You are live with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So how'd you get out of a ticket?
So this is actually my boyfriend got out of a ticket. So I had just had knee surgery, and I was on some medication that was kind of messing my belly up. Mm-hmm. And so I was at home, and I was a little bit of a mess, so I texted him and told him I needed some things, and the things were kind of important. So he had rolled a stop sign, and the cop stopped him and asked him, you know, what the hurry was, and he held up a bag of laxatives and tampons and said, my girlfriend had just had surgery, and she needs these.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Kate.
Too funny.
This is Samantha in Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Samantha. Are the cops up in Kannapolis, the speedway capital of the world, a little more lenient when it comes to the speed limit? I always wondered that.
I actually have not been pulled over in Kannapolis. I'm from Michigan, where they're a little meaner there. But I actually was driving to school when I was younger. I was probably about 17. And I had my radio blaring, so I was driving, and all of a sudden I looked up. My sister's like, there's police following you. And I don't know how long they were even following me, so I pulled over to the wrong side of the road because I was hit, and I panicked.
Ooh,
yeah. And the cop comes up on the left side of the highway and is like, what's going on here? And he's like, you're going way too fast, and why didn't you pull over when I turned my lights on? And I said, honestly, sir, I was just jamming out to Britney Spears, and I didn't even notice you were following me. And he just laughed, and he let me go.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. You know, he's probably all hyped up, thought he's getting a pursuit.
Yeah. He's calling him back up.
Yeah, get as many units possible. Meanwhile, she's just jamming to Britney Spears.
That's awesome. I know inquiring minds want to know what song it was.
I honestly don't even remember. It was probably
oops,
like
I did it again. Went over the speed limit. All right, thanks, Samantha. Have a great day. More people on hold. Some text messages coming through.
Yep.
Including someone who said something to a police officer that I can't believe worked.
Okay.
It's crazy.
We'll get to that coming up here in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
If you are missing the KISS 95.1 MRL TV, you're missing out. So you can watch the show on the KISS 95.1 Facebook page, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. And we just had a Christmas tree decorating bit.
Yes. Yeah, we have a Christmas tree behind Roy. And if you go on Facebook Live on the KISS 95.1 Facebook page, you can see the tree. And we want you guys to decorate it.
So send us any ornaments. It doesn't have to be super nice. Send us anything to 1520 South Boulevard in care of the MRL show, and we'll put it on the tree.
We even said, like, if you have a Christmas card, you can just, you know, have people have Christmas card trees.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
A pickle? Put a pickle in the tree?
Sure.
I've never heard that.
A donut?
It's a good tradition. Donut? Yeah. Gummy bears, whatever you want. We'll put it in the tree. Reese's Pieces. Hey, real quick, before we get to your dirty, Loren, people were texting ways that they, excuses that they use to get out of tickets. Somebody said, this is so smart, from 631. This might be the best line in the morning. Every time I try to get out of a ticket, I seem to end up with two.
Yeah. How do they do? Admit to other crimes? Sorry, I was speeding. I was meeting my drug dealer.
What? That's because I've done that before. Like, I got pulled over on the highway, and I was like, hey, I was just following the other car doing the same speed as them. He's like, oh, so you were tailgating as well? I was like, I'll shut up.
I'll take whatever ticket you're about to give me. Thank you.
The one that I couldn't believe worked, somebody texted in and said they were driving a Mustang. The speed limit was 65 and they were doing 95.
Whoa.
And they told the officer that it was a classic Mustang, a classic muscle car. Therefore, it doesn't run properly all the time. And the throttle got stuck, got out of a ticket.
Really?
That to me sounds more dangerous than ever.
Yeah.
You need to get the car off the road.
Yeah.
See, that person might have been lucky and found the cop that loves muscle cars.
Right, and he wants to take it for a rip himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Officer! Do I use your car now?
All right, so poor Pete Davidson, he's been through the ringer this year, but he did take to social media and kind of give everyone an update. But he jumped on Instagram to say that the comments and the bullying that he's endured the last several months have taken a toll on his mental health, we should all be a little kinder to each other.
Twitter's the worst.
Well, this is, he did this on Instagram, but he does, it's all forms of social media. It's just too easy for people to be mean to each other and sit behind a computer now or a phone.
It's true.
So sad.
But he did give us an update and said that he's feeling good and he's dating again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's nice to hear. Chrissy Teigen, she just revealed that her son is getting therapy for a slightly misshapen head. And she tweeted that little Miles has been fitted for a special helmet. And the helmet therapy is for babies to wear, you know, if they get a little flat on one side, you know, if they're having trouble doing their tummy time or they sleep on one side, sometimes babies get a flat head, which I didn't know was a first-time mom. I wish somebody had told me that. Now, Cash didn't have to wear the helmet, but finally at my doctor's appointment, you know, they said, you know, Cash is getting a little flat on one side. You might want to rotate him over. I'm like, who knows that?
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw that picture, and Chrissy Teigen's, like, wearing lingerie. And my wife's like, what are you looking at? I was like, I'm looking at their kid's helmet. She's like, sure you are.
So, Travis Scott, there were some cheating rumors going on that he had cheated on his girlfriend, fiance, wife. We're not sure what to call her, but we call her Kylie Jenner. Now, this is, he's saying it's somebody else totally, that it's just somebody who looks like him. And he says he only has one love for his wife. Now, Kylie has called Travis her husband multiple times before, but this is the first time that he's saying my wife. So people are like, are they married?
Yeah.
Now there have been some engagement rumors on the block as well. So we'll have to wait and see how that one pans out.
Okay.
Kate Middleton, Prince William, and Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, they'll all be spending Christmas with Queen Mummy.
Oh, good. Good. She wants all the kitties in, and she's going to love that.
She does. They'll all be spending the holiday at her holiday home.
Mm.
And the Fab Four will spend it together, despite the fighting rumors. Queen Mummy, are you going to put a stop to all of these nasty rumors once and for all?
It's all nonsense anyway, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your name should be Lauren, but that's a different story.
Well, now let me ask you, on Christmas morning, is Kate and Meghan going to be trying to rip up the same presents? Are they going to be fighting underneath the Christmas tree?
They'll have their Winnie the Pooh PJs on. Mm-hmm. They'll run down to the tree, which, by the way, takes several minutes because we have lots of stairs.
Oh, yes.
So they wake up at 6:15 and begin running, and they arrive at the tree around 6:30.
Okay.
Usually exhausted.
They're still running.
And pregnant. I don't know what goes on, but... And we're going to sing Christmas carols.
Oh, that's good. You know, the castle has a bunch of echoes, so that sounds beautiful.
It does. We sing songs like... Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
Mm.
Instead of one day, we get eight crazy nights.
I thought maybe you would sing Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga.
Oh, Oh, yes. Good one as well.
All right, Queen Mommy. Hopefully you can put a stop to all those nasty rumors. But that is your dirty.
I love how she says ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now and take down the pop princess.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1. Let's go.
Katie and Morganton, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi there.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Yes.
That is
all
correct.
Right.
Yes.
She's down to business.
That's confirmed.
Yes.
Get the heck out of the studio.
All right, let's do it, Katie.
Okay.
Katie, are you a first-time player?
Is it that obvious?
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay. Just say, Lorraine, get the heck out of the studio. I'm ready to take you down.
Lorraine. Get out of the studio, please.
All right, I'm
she's
gone.
She's so nice.
She is nice.
I can't be rude. I'm sorry.
All right. I get it. It's too early to be mean. I get it. Well, she is out of the studio. She can't hear these questions. Good luck.
All right, let's try and take her down. Here we go. Question number one. Travis Scott caught himself in the middle of cheating rumors, but he's already put them to rest, saying that he and his woman are sturdy and they love each other. Which Kardashian Jenner is he currently dating?
Kylie Jenner.
And what lingerie fashion show aired on Sunday night?
Victoria's Secret.
Even though there are rumors the Royal Fab Four are fighting, they're still spending Christmas together with the Queen at her house in England. Which prince is Meghan Markle married to?
Prince Harry.
Question four. Kelly Clarkson got caught fawning all over Cher, and we can't blame her. Cher's an icon. True or false? Kelly Clarkson's a judge on American Idol.
False.
And question five. It was all over social media yesterday. Hopefully you know the answer to this. Our city, the beautiful city, the Queen City of Charlotte, celebrated what birthday yesterday? How many years old are we? 125. Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
How did Katie do?
Katie got four correct.
All right.
It's pretty good, Katie. Here we go. Travis Scott caught himself in the middle of cheating rumors, and he's already put them to rest, saying that he and his woman are sturdy. They love each other. Mm-hmm. Which Kardashian Jenner is he currently dating?
Kylie.
That's right. 1-1.
And what lingerie fashion show aired on Sunday night?
Victoria's Secrets.
That's right. 2-2.
Even though there are rumors that the Royal Fab Four are fighting, they're still spending Christmas together at the Queen's house in England. Which prince is Meghan Markle married to?
Harry. Prince Harry.
You got it right. 3-3.
Question four, Kelly Clarkson got caught fawning all over Cher, and we can't blame her. Cher's an icon. True or false, Kelly Clarkson's a judge on American Idol.
False.
That is correct. She's a judge on The Voice. It's 4-4, tied.
Got her start on Idol.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
First one to ever win American Idol. We're chock full of information.
Okay.
It was all over social media yesterday that our city, the beautiful Queen City of Charlotte, celebrated what birthday?
250?
It's not what Katie said.
But you said Katie only got four correct.
Lorraine, you got that correct. She said 125. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 8 wins.
Katie, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
A little history lesson this morning. I'll get you every time. But you know what we want to hear before we let you go today?
My name's Katie, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Katie.
Thank you.
And be honest, Lorraine, you only knew it was 250 because I was on our text chain yesterday.
No, I saw it on social media.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, good for you. Still to
come. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We got those tickets to go to Kissmas Concert 2018 coming in just about 20 minutes. You could win a free way in to go see Why Don't We, Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine. But first,
we got to get to War of the Roses, Hannah and Chris. Hannah found something in Chris's pocket that I thought for sure right then she would have broke up with him on the spot. But she didn't. And we're going to test this relationship. But they're going to do that here in about 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah, you sent us an email. You're a girl after my own heart because you've already confronted your boyfriend, Chris, over panties that you found in his pocket. What is going on?
So we've been dating for a little over 2 years, and yeah, I was doing laundry, and I found like a pair of panties that weren't mine, and definitely weren't his, in his front pocket.
We didn't think about that. But maybe also, they were his.
I feel like we're open enough that if they were his, he would tell me about it.
Okay.
He used to have this like really long beard that he was super into, and all of a sudden, like, he shaves it off. He buys new clothes. Like, he's just kind of like becoming a different person.
Transforming.
And then on top of that, yeah. And then on top of that, like, finding panties in his laundry, it's just, you know, it's all too much of a coincidence.
So did you confront him and ask him about it?
I did. And he said he had no idea what was going on or where that came from.
Hmm.
And how's your relationship right now? You know, since you confronted him.
I mean, like, he's gone. Like, it feels like he's gone more than he used to be.
I think we have enough here.
Especially with the panties. My gosh. Okay, let's give him a phone call. It's important, though, if we call him and he doesn't send the flowers to you, remain silent, quiet, because what he puts on the card could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Hannah, do you have someone in mind that it could possibly be?
No, honestly. He works mostly with men, so there's nobody like that comes to mind straight away that it could be.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
This is him.
Hey, Chris. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, it's all right.
Well, Chris, I'm calling with some great news. We are running a Instagram tag contest. We're a new company. We're just trying to get our name out there. And I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Okay.
Do you have someone that you would like to send these romantic roses to?
Do you want her name?
Yes, please.
Can you send them to Ashley?
Okay, to Ashley. And I also have a card to go with these romantic roses. Chris, what would you like to write to Ashley on the card?
Something like, this has been the best time of my life. You're the best. I love you so much.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm sorry, which Ashley is this? Is this Ashley?
Hello.
Chris, you're on War of the Roses with the MRO Morning Show. It's where we bust cheaters. Hannah's on the phone. Hannah, do you know this Ashley?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Oh, good.
What? Yep.
I'm sorry. I met her, like, we talked at the Halloween party when you weren't there, and things just kind of, went off from there. I'm really sorry. Like, recently I can't even tell, like, if you're that into me. Like, I get it. Like, I shouldn't have done what, like,
sorry,
what
you're
I
not
did,
making a lot of sense right now. You're just kind of saying words. Like, I feel like the past, like, month, like, you're a different person, and like Ashley's not even talking to me, and it's just, you guys are just like, it just feels like everyone's turned against me, and it's just because you guys are off together.
So
it's
Hannah, not... you haven't heard from Ashley either?
Mm-mm.
That's what I hate about this, because you lose, you know, significant other, and you lose a best friend.
Yeah.
So my life is just kind of over right now.
That's not true.
You're
at
gonna
all.
Be fine.
That's not true. There's better. You know what? Because they were never your friend to begin with. A real friend would have never done that. So if anything, this is a blessing, because you now know. You don't have to waste your time with these fools.
Yeah.
You can go find people that actually care about you and love you.
I feel like I just put a lot of time into my relationships and my friendships, and it's just the biggest betrayal from everyone.
I know I don't expect you to forgive me, like, immediately, maybe, but please think about it. Like, I'm sorry. like everybody makes mistakes, but I think.
So, what do you mean everybody makes mistakes? You're like apparently in love with my best friend, so.
And Chris, why do you need her? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to get back with Hannah, or you just selfishly want her to forgive you?
Ashley and I, like, we still want to be friends with you. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, no, f*** you. No, absolutely not.
This I think she's all set, Eeyore.
Eeyore.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, Chris, there's no roses. He's gone. Ashley, that was, Hannah, that was a horrible, horrible way to find out. And we can say it, but I feel like this one's different. At least now you know. But if you need anything, anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Roy's got a list over there. What were you saying during that song?
It's the signs that your partner is cheating.
Oh, okay. So we'll go over some of those. Maybe we've heard some on War of the Roses.
Yeah, I got the information, by the way, from a private investigator.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So he knows what he's talking about.
Let's say good morning to Ty, everyone. Hey, Ty.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So guess what?
What?
You are caller number 9. You're going to Kissmas Concert 2018.
Yay.
Congratulations. Who are you going to take with you?
My husband, actually.
It's going to be date great. Night. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good date.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have Kissmas at the Spectrum Center, Bojangles Coliseum, and this one is a little more intimate, and we brought in, why don't we, Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, plus a couple other surprises along the way, and it's kind of like a smaller venue, rooftop 210. Everybody's going to get a good seat, mm-hmm. which is great, and you're in for free.
I'm excited. Thank you so much, guys.
Make sure you find us that night and say hi, Ty.
Oh, I will, definitely.
All right, congrats. All right. We'll do another pair tomorrow. How about we do it around 6:40 Wednesday morning?
All right. Okay.
Your next shot to win Kissmas tickets. By the way, buy them if you don't win them at kiss951.com. Don't wait for us just to hand them to you.
Super affordable, too. I was looking to buy some for friends.
Yep. So. All ages. I know there were some questions because Rooftop 210 is typically an older venue, but they've opened it up and let us put our concert there.
And we will have meet and greets. A lot of people ask us about that. That will come down the pipeline.
To meet us?
No.
The Emerald Show?
No.
Nobody wants to meet us. No.
We're readily available.
Yeah. So this is signs your partner is cheating. It's from this guy named Tom. He's a private investigator.
Let me give you some music. Some crucial music.
So here are some signs people are cheating that you need to look out for. Leaving the house early and returning late.
Does who do that?
Frequent business trips?
Yeah, yes.
Excessive overtime?
Ooh.
Extra grooming?
That was just this War of the Roses.
Yeah.
She said Chris shaved his beard and changed
his clothes.
Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Joining a gym?
That too.
Yeah.
We just had that, remember? And we were just talking about
it. I know, but not everybody that joins a gym is cheating.
Yeah, but with that War of the Roses, he joined a gym and wasn't losing weight, and she thought he was cheating. Well, I've been at a gym, and I'm not losing weight.
Yeah.
I'm not cheating.
Where's going?
Less moving furniture time. A change of habits. By the way, all to me are obvious signs.
Right.
That they're cheating.
But think about it. How many emails and direct messages do we get for War of the Roses that they have that? The person that thinks that they're being cheated on has that, but they need that War of the Roses to close the chapter, close the book for them and find out for sure.
They need some closure, yeah, for sure.
These are signs that your partner is cheating. Secret accounts, Instagram, email, and bank accounts. Anybody here have a secret bank account?
Not anymore. Yeah, there's so much going on in my life right now. But for the first time, my husband and I are like merging all of our accounts. Like, we've been married forever, but we just have never had to merge them. And now we've got this financial guy who's like teaching us how to put money away and like do all these other things. And he's like, number one, y'all need to combine your accounts because I don't think either of you know what's in each other's account. I'm like, that's the whole point.
Yeah. I don't want him to know. And I can't say that. You're like blinking five times at him. Like clearly.
It's new on the joint account, eh? Yeah.
You know, there's another one, though, that you read, Roy, that's interesting. And I wonder if anyone, because I don't think it's easy to do, to find a secret social media account. I wonder if anyone found their significant other had, like, a Facebook page or an Insta or Snap that they didn't even know about. You know, I'm not talking about the Tinder and the Grindr and, you know, Bumble, all those apps.
Like, I mean, a secret Facebook or Insta.
Yeah.
So my, like, very best friend in this entire world, he was my man of honor, sat on my side of the altar at our wedding. Him and his wife were going through a divorce, and she had a secret Snapchat. And I could see her stuff, and I didn't realize it was a secret Snapchat. So I had mentioned something to my buddy, and he was like, wait, she's got a Snapchat?
Whoa.
So I blew this whole thing out of the water as they're going through, like, they were just separated at the time. They weren't, like, actually full on going through the divorce. But it was one of the things that, like, made him go down that road and say, like, you're hiding all of these things. I don't want to be with you anymore.
But was she cheating?
Yeah, she was cheating. But, and she was using Snapchat. I don't know why she did it, but she friended me on Snapchat so I could see her stuff. Even though she was sent, right. I couldn't see what she was sending.
She made the move. She made the dumb move, and you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was not supposed to say anything. And by the way, he's my best friend anyway, so of course I'm going to say something.
Let me talk to my wife real quick, if you don't mind, selfishly. Amanda, hi, it's your husband. I don't know how to use Snapchat. It's the most complicated app.
It's true. I can
when it comes to
him.
Social media, and Roy agrees too. It is, so I am not cheating.
I don't agree
cheating.
That it's complicated. I agree that you think it's complicated.
Roy agrees that I think it's. I can't figure it out. I try and send a snap to everybody, and it goes to like my friend in New York. Anyway, did you find someone who you dated had a secret social media account?
704-570-9595. You can also tweet and Instagram at the MRL show. You better follow us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you better call us if you found someone that had, like, maybe you didn't know about a whole entire Facebook account. Can you imagine? We want to hear from you.
How'd you find those secret accounts? 704-570-9595.
Roy's buddy is a private investigator and listens to the show and sent Roy a bunch of ways that he's found people were cheating.
Yeah, a lot of the obvious ways, but one of them that struck out to us was, is there secret accounts from Instagram, email, to bank accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which are all things that private investigators unfold.
Yeah, or Loren.
Or Loren. Mm-hmm. Nicole in Bessemer City. Nicole, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole. So we were just wondering, like, how it's possible for someone to have a secret Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, because that would just seem like it would be a difficult thing to hide.
Well, it definitely wasn't for one of my exes. I was engaged to him right out of high school, and he not only had a secret Facebook account, but I found that Facebook account and found out that he was married with three kids.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we had two whole lives going on.
How did you find the fake or the other Facebook account?
Well, he accidentally linked it to his Skype account. And so I found, like, his email that he used for his Skype. And he just seemed, like, it just seemed really off that he would just, like, do, just the things that he would do was just really off. So I looked up the email he had on his Skype, and sure enough, that popped up his other Facebook profile. So he had two Facebook profiles. One Facebook was for us, and that he had his friends and even some of his family on. And then the other Facebook profile had his wife.
Whoa, that's crazy. Wow. Thanks, Nicole.
Even his family was friends with him on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Like, how, that means the family's in on this.
Someone sent a text from 803 and said, my ex had been caught sending inappropriate messages on Facebook and Instagram, so I told him he couldn't have it anymore. Then a few weeks later, he made a new one and accidentally liked one of my pictures on Insta, and I busted him again.
Oh. He forgot what account he was on.
Crazy, yep.
Shady, shady.
Yeah, it's like someone said, my ex used to not be able to figure out how to block. When I was dating this guy, he never figured out how to block his ex, who kept sending him messages. But when I broke up, he blocked me quickly. I remember reading.
Sure,
that.
You couldn't figure that out.
Roy, Anonymous in Charlotte's been on hold for a minute.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So, tell us about the secret account.
So, I found my boyfriend on a POF website.
POF. What is that?
Oh, plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that
sounded like a different abbreviation to me for a second.
Yeah. Isn't that point of few? Anonymous. That's a dating site. That's not good.
Yeah.
But why were you there?
Why were you there? Yeah.
because he had used my phone to log on to something and a password came up, and so I had Googled. A user ID that he had used years ago and hooked it with the account that he used on my phone to log on. I realized he had an account on there.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
Busted.
Anonymous.
Well, I now kind of want to know, was that account old or is it new? Was he maybe had one of the, because I have a Tinder account that I don't use anymore, then I'm sure if you use one of my usernames and passwords, it'll log in.
I mean, the fact that Anonymous said her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it was probably active.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Katy Perry, Gwen Stefani, Alanis Morissette, and more were all artists who performed over this past weekend at the One Love Malibu Festival to raise money for the victims of the forest fires. Yeah. But Katy also opened her wallet to help raise money, shelling out a huge sum for something she probably could have gotten for free. Now, there was an auction item up, and it was a motorcycle ride with Orlando Bloom. Now, of course, that's her boo, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody was bidding on it and had bid $20,000, and they would lose to Katy, of course. Katy noted, sorry, Laura, but I'm buying it for $50,000.
Good gosh.
You think Katy was trying to donate the money, or is she just jealous and didn't want Laura on the bike?
Didn't want Laura wrapping her arms around the waist.
Hey, I'm sure she was just trying to drive up the price. Yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
So $50 million?
No, $50,000.
Oh,
$50,000.
Okay.
That's pocket change to those folks.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, she was in Washington, D.C. to pay tribute to Reba McEntire. And that wasn't the only magical moment.
Did Reba McEntire pass away?
No.
No, she was probably in D.C. to pay tribute to George Bush.
No, she was being inducted into something.
Oh.
So she was, they were at the Kennedy Center Honor.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Kelly Clarkson was walking the red carpet and ran into her girl crush and fangirled Oliver Cher.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
Oh my God, how are you?
I've never met you. I've been talking about you the whole time going, she's right behind me.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Obviously, everyone is here. I'm going to stop talking.
Okay.
You like that?
I get very nervous.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of y'all tonight. I'm here singing for Reba, but I was like, can I sing for Cher too? I want to sing for Cher.
You sing right now.
That's when the person who you're fangirling or guying over says, I'm glad to meet you too, that's good.
Yeah.
If they go, okay, thank you.
But that was fun, though. You really think Kelly Clarkson's such a big star. Like, who would she fangirl over?
Right. And at first, it sounded like somebody was mocking her at the beginning. Mm. Somebody in the background. But it was just them all being excited.
Oh, my God, I love you, Seinfeld. Can I have a hug?
No.
He didn't know who Kesha was, to be fair. Yeah. So John Mayer and Halsey, they are clearing up the dating rumors. They went on John's Instagram show, Current Mood, and cleared it up. They are not dating. They are just friends.
All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lorraine like?
I am so last minute when it comes to cooking, if I cook at all. And I've been trying to de-thaw meat, and it takes forever. But I found you have it frozen. Okay.
We don't have a lot of time.
It's
what
last
goes
minute
on?
For me. I found a de-thaw tray that uses magnetic energy to de-thaw your meat in like 3 times faster.
That sounds incredibly unsafe. And for the first time ever, I'm going to recommend nobody goes to see what the Ren likes, because I don't want you to die.
Put your meat on this magnet, and once it gets filled with
3 seconds.
Yeah, and when it gets radiation filled, enjoy it.
No, guys, come on. I wouldn't sell it if it wasn't safe.
Oh.
All right.
We need every listener we can get.
I'm not trying to knock anyone off here. Right. Go check out what Lauren likes at kiss95.1.com.
Hey, some woman in England got paid off by her in-laws to leave their son. We'll have the details on that crazy story coming up in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss95.1.
So a woman took money from her in-laws to leave her fiancé. It's kind of a weird story. It comes out of England. Australia. Not that that changes anything, but they offered her 20 grand.
Like nobody in the family liked him, and they were like, please leave this dude.
Yeah.
No. She was the... It was their son, right?
Yes, it was her son. It was their son.
Their son. So she was the one dating. It was the in-laws.
Oh, so they didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, this is awesome.
Yep.
Right?
She admits the relationship was far from perfect, but when the British family came to Australia to see him, they got to witness the two of them. And although nothing ever got physical, obviously, or violent, they could just tell that the two of them weren't right for each other. So they pulled her aside, according to this article. And the well-to-do British family said, we don't believe you're good enough for our son. How about $20,000 to get away?
What?
Get this. She negotiated, y'all.
How much did she get, Roy?
$30,000.
Shut your mouth.
She's like, if you want me to walk, this is my price.
Oh, my gosh, y'all.
So I thought we could have a little fun this morning with you guys. Obviously, this is all in fun. But what's the amount, or is there an amount, that your in-laws can offer you for you to leave your significant other? 704-570-9595.
You know, I
would love to hear from you, of course. And we want to hear just funny. It's just funny, obviously.
Yeah. I had a boyfriend, obviously, before Dallas. And I dated him all through high school and then part of college. But his mom could not stand me. And she would constantly, like, make... comments about how we weren't going to make it and how I should just leave now because he's not going anywhere. And I was going to college and cheering for the Dolphins at the time and everything else. But she was making, like, trying to push me. And I think it made me actually stay longer than I probably would have.
So she was almost opposite this family. She was telling you that you're too good for him.
Kind of.
Yeah. This family's telling her that she wasn't good enough and not wealthy enough. And,
but all she had to do was offer me some money. I'd have hit the road high.
Oh,
give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. What's your number? I would love to, I wish Sterling wasn't at work and he could call in. Because I would love to know his number. Because he has told me, like, for like $3,000, he'd punch me. Or $2,000. It was like some cheap number.
Why does that even come up in conversation?
I don't know, but like for like $1,000, this guy's ready to give me a black eye, and he's like, it's $1,000, because you're still going to love me after. I'm like, what?
Not unless you give me the $1,000.
Yeah, his number was way too low, I remember.
That's hilarious. I mean, some people might say $30,000 is good enough to leave their significant other. I'd love to hear from anybody that said that they would leave their significant other for $30,000.
Yeah.
Our lines are ringing, but there are 12 of them. So jump on it, 704-570-9595. Would you leave your significant other for $30,000? And if not, what is that number?
If I was casually dating, $30,000 would be a good number. Anything more than that, I don't know.
Also, you could punch Roy for $20 if you want to get in on that.
That's my boyfriend.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We are in our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studios. By the way, I heard, Manny, that you got a Planet Fitness membership.
I did. I'm a proud member in the Pineville gym.
Well, good for you.
Yep.
Go burn some fat.
Easy memberships. You don't feel judged when you're there. You know.
Do they got the bowl of Tootsie Rolls?
They do. Yeah. There's Tootsie Rolls and Twizzlers at the counter.
I do.
It's
like
my kind of gym.
All right, so give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. What number? What's the number? it would take for you to leave your significant other.
Yeah, a woman in Australia got $30,000 from her in-laws to be. She was engaged. Her in-laws to be said, "You're not good enough for our son, so take $20,000 and get out of here." She goes, "No, I want $30,000. And they said, "Done." And they paid her off, which reminds me of Tom Cruise in Cocktail when Elizabeth Shue's dad came to him and said, "How much will it take to get you out of my daughter's life?" "You can't buy me. I love Jordan. You can't buy me."
I know I've seen the movie, but I don't remember, like, line by line.
Oh, it's great. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So this happened to someone you know. They got paid off?
Yeah, it was my aunt and her fiance. This was in the 80s when hair bands were big, and he was an up-and-coming musician. And they had ran off and got eloped, and his mother hated my aunt and told him if he divorced her, she'd buy him a brand new Harley. So he got a Harley, and my aunt got divorced.
Oh, my gosh. Did they stay together? Like, did they see each other secretly?
No. He totally left her and moved on and become in a prominent band, a famous musician.
Did that man come to be Tommy Lee?
No.
From Motley Crue?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
But did that's interesting.
I'm sure they were very good friends.
Okay. All right.
But they, so she got left and he got a brand new Harley.
That's crazy.
Did she find out that it was a Harley that came between them?
Her mother-in-law was up front that she hated her. Told him in front of her, "I'll buy you a brand new Harley." He loved Harleys, and "I'll buy you a brand new Harley if you leave her." And
but you know what? If he was willing to take the Harley over her, it wasn't meant to be. Yeah. It's probably a good thing.
Not true love.
Yeah.
You know, she was like madly in love with him, and it heartbroke her. But
yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Thanks, Christy. Gosh, I love you guys. We ask and we get the answers we're looking for. How much did someone pay to get you out of the relationship?
This is Blair.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning.
So, Blair, what amount of money would it take for you to split from your significant other?
Oh, I'm not leaving. There's not an amount.
Is it because you love your husband so much?
No, now I'm saying because you don't like me.
That's what I said. But
not happening. Now I'm saying because you don't like me.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, maybe it was my pride getting in the way. But the more my ex-boyfriend's mom tried to push me out, the more I was like, no, I'm staying.
Yeah, you can just call me Petty Betty.
Thanks, Blair. Come on, Loren.
I swear.
$30,000.
Nope, not going.
I don't know if I'd leave for that, too.
Okay. You could keep them coming, by the way. You could text us anytime during the show, 704-570-9595. Blair did, and we actually called her back, so we'd like to get back in touch with you if possible.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You know we love these. Because the service industry, people are waking up and heading into work right about now. Get there for their lunch rush. Well, the new health reports came out. And with that came an article, things you should never order when you go to a restaurant.
Oh, I need to hear this.
All right, we'll get into it just coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Podcast captain over there.
I'm not behind it. Oh, man.
Speaking of which, we do a podcast that has absolutely nothing to do with the MRL show, and it just launched nationwide, didn't it?
It did just launch nationwide. I encourage you. By the way, this is the second time we're promoted in the 9. We really got to promote it like a 7. second time. Listen for Mock Made. It's a show where we are featured in it. We play different characters, and we tell you the mockumentary about how things were invented. So, like on one of the episodes, you'll meet Mr. Bic and Mr. Ballpoint, the inventors of the pen. It's a very fun podcast. So please, wherever you download podcasts, bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever that's at, look up Mock Made. So these are the things that you shouldn't order from restaurants.
Yeah, the new health code violations just came out. And for some reason, the MRL show, we are stuck on it. Like, we love reading these in the morning when we go through, like, our morning things we're going to talk about. And an inspector found 22 health code violations in one restaurant alone.
22?
So I don't want to say the name, you guys, because...
Why? It's public information.
I don't know.
Do they advertise with us?
No. I've never been there. But among the things spotted in the kitchen were cigarettes sitting above a food prep area.
Ew.
Fruit flies and bags of onions.
Oh my gosh.
It gets worse, y'all. Dead cockroaches behind the dishwasher.
Stop.
And prepped food passing through to the dining room, coming in with contact of a cloth with excessive food debris on it.
Oh.
I have to see what it says.
Inside the coolers and microwave had food buildup.
Oh.
And according to the report, the inspector observed walls with cockroach droppings throughout the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
That's one restaurant. The average score for most places is like a 97. That's an A. This place got a whopping 74.5 for a C.
Cow.
I mean, do they not know how to operate a restaurant?
I get...
You're better off... I mean, if the place isn't called the Porta Potty Cafe, it shouldn't even be around.
Mm.
You know... And I know there's bugs at restaurants. They're at every restaurant, but you can't make them noticeable. You can't make them in the...
That sounds like an infestation,
the health inspector's coming. Beat it.
Well, these are the things that you should not order from restaurants. Raw sprouts. They could be loaded with bacteria.
Yeah, I heard...
safe.
Salmonella, maybe? Is that what they carry?
Maybe, but I'm safe. I wouldn't order that anyway.
Yeah. What about oysters?
Yo, you know
oysters.
We love us some oysters.
Yeah, there's a little light slurpy goodness.
Mm.
Yeah, has a high risk of food poisoning for that as well.
Well, they're raw, so I get it.
Yeah. Truffle fries.
I love those. Why not?
The truffle oil that they use isn't even made from real truffles 9 times out of 10, so there's a risk.
Hmm.
Huh.
Drinks with garnishes, they aren't handled well in restaurants. They're loaded with bacteria and germs.
Oh, yeah.
I always take it out. I don't need a lemon in my water. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need...
Well, but half the time, when you go to the fancy upscale restaurants, they load your drink with a bunch of garnishes nowadays.
I ask for no garnish.
Yeah.
You can hardly get through.
Yeah. It's like I'm drinking a drink, but it feels like I'm eating a salad all at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a forest.
If I want to get through trees and brush, I'll go into the woods and drink out of a stream.
Yeah. Freshly squeezed juice, avoid that.
Wonder why.
It could be carrying harmful bacteria.
Oh, because it's not pasteurized.
Yeah. And then, mussels carry a high risk of food poisoning.
You get those, don't you, Loren? Don't you like mussels?
I like cooked mussels. My husband eats like clams and stuff raw, which is gross to me.
And I don't know what this is. Hollandaise sauce?
Hollandaise sauce.
Yeah, I guess I don't use hollandaise.
It's a hotel. The Hollandaise Inn.
Hollandaise Inn.
It's like what comes on, what's the egg and bacon? And Eggs Benedict, yes.
Okay. Is it like a tartar?
No, it's like a creamy yellow sauce.
Okay.
I don't know what's in it. But.
Well, it's a prime candidate for bacteria contamination.
Mm. Is there anything, Nicole, that like you specifically wouldn't order when you go to a restaurant? Like, because I know Amanda's weird about meat at restaurants in particular.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Because she had a bad experience once. So now she's very cautious when we go out. She's like, I want that. It sounds good, but I just don't know how it's going to come out.
Like, give me an example. What type of meat?
Chicken, specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's that weird? Okay.
Yeah. She wants to see it, like, how it's cooked and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it's safe. Do you, Nicole, you have anything that you avoid altogether?
No, but ever since went to Thailand, like, all of our buffets had, like, a lot of flies outdoors. So now I get, like, PTSD. Like, if I'm outdoors and there's flies, I'm like, stay away from my food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how clean, because you traveled the world since you've been on this show here for the last, like, year and a half. How clean are the restaurants around the world? Like, did you feel okay eating in, like, a restaurant in Thailand?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Thailand, at least, I mean, it depends. Like, we went to, like, a beach town, Rayleigh, and, like, it's more of, like, a hut style. But still, like, everything was clean. All the food was cooked. We never had any bad experiences.
Cuba, you were just there?
Yeah, everything was great there.
Because, like, they say the shadier looking...
The more authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the better it is, you know?
Oh, we had a guy here named Billy Grooms. That was like his philosophy. When he took you on for lunch, you were like, no, I'm not stepping foot in that restaurant. But it was so amazing.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I'm going to go get a Bin Din sandwich at this. He goes to the Asian Mall. We got to go there. It is the strangest place, y'all. It is just like, it looks like it's a throwback from 1975 and hasn't evolved since.
I'm pretty sure the health code was like 85.
But the Ben Sim sandwich is so good. That's what he tells you.
Wait.
Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.